Good morning, everyone. Ed Richards on the Radio Oklahoma Network, along with Tom Leffler at Leffler Commodities. Tom, time once again for that crop production report. And a lot of people saying this may have more teeth in it, and a lot of people looking at corn also. How did we end up this morning?
You could say we ended up with a surprise today because we were not expecting to see an overly friendly report. And when I'm talking overly friendly, I did not expect to see the corn crop fall below 13 billion. USDA's got it pegged at 12.914 billion. That is friendly to the market. They also lowered the corn yield to 153 bushels per acre. That's also very friendly. Both these estimates lower than what the trade was looking for, probably more in line with what most of the trade really feels is going on out there. The soybean crop also came in lower at 3.056 billion with a yield of 41.4 bushels per acre. So all this very friendly to the market. When you look at new crop ending stocks, they also came in lower, 714 million bushels on the new crop ending stocks. Corn, soybeans, 155 million. And the wheat came in pretty much as it was a month ago and as was expected, 671 million. Now, when you look at the wheat numbers, we had some numbers come out there today. All wheat came in lower than expected at 2.077 billion bushels. The all winter came in a little higher than what the trade was looking for. The spring wheat came in lower, as did the durum wheat. And we also saw those revisions take place up north. Don't have all the breakdowns on it, but it looked like the biggest revisions was in the wheat. They lowered spring wheat by 7% on the acres. The durum wheat was lowered by 18%. They did not change the corn planting numbers on those four states, and soybeans were adjusted only marginally. We don't have any other breakdowns on those right now, so it did not look like those numbers had that much of effect on the corn and soybeans. It was more of effect on the wheat on those adjusted acres in North South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. At the moment, we are looking for a friendly opening this morning to the upside in the wheat, the corn, and the soybeans.